The following episode of Footy Prime the Podcast contains violence, coarse language, talking of shite, full frontal nudity, and adult scenes. Listener discretion is advised.
Oh, let's go!
Booty, booty,
it's time to get this party started.
Booty, booty,
it's time to get this party started. With Danny, Jimmy, Gregor,
and your drinkers, JC.
All we know and all we talk about is
booty, booty.
It's time to get this party started tonight.
3, 2, and 1. All right, gang, attack, defend. We'll throw out a pointed statement or comment, and then you allocate or delegate someone to attack that comment or defend it. Okay, pretty straightforward. All right, Dubsy, let's start with you.
Yep, I just got it. So the DP rule was a result of David Beckham coming to MLS. But my statement is, by the time he's done, Son will have had a bigger impact on MLS than Beckham or even Messi now did. Jimmy, you will defend. Forrest, you will attack.
So I'm defending Son, saying he is going to be the biggest?
Yeah. Son will have had a bigger impact on MLS than Beckham did or even Messi now currently. You're defending that point, and Forrest, you're picking it apart.
Fill your boots, pick it apart. Go.
Pick it apart. Well, you'll have to win a championship, which he hasn't done yet, Son. But at the same time, I think with the support that he gets, especially from the Asian market and South Korea, and what he's done at Spurs over the years too, I think that he's got potential to be up there. But I think with Beckham, he was just a different level as far as, you know, transcending the game itself and outside of it. Like when he signed for LA, it was all about Entertainment Tonight showing up at the, which they never had before, as opposed to just sports news, you know. So I'm not sure Son transcends the game like he does, like Beckham did.
Wow. I think with his outreach in the world and what he's done at Tottenham, how popular he is, I think he's elevated this LAFC team, made them better. And if he does win a championship, then I think he could be up there with one of the best DPs in league history.
You know what? I'm
trying to... Yeah.
You know what? Can I just
you don't believe what you're saying.
His face is turning red. Yeah. I'm lying.
Son. We love Son, right? He's one of my favorite players. He's brilliant. Always has. Always smile on his face. We need more Sons. But he's been elevated to this godlike level the last few months.
What a crazy question, Dubs.
I'm just deliberately polarizing.
Yeah. Jimmy, what you got? Attack, defend.
Okay, I'm going to pick... I'll have you defend, and who wants to attack? Either or.
You attack. Do you know what it is? Okay.
You attack.
Right. So I'm defending this.
Right?
Okay.
Once the referee gives a caution to an individual, to a player, that player has to go off the pitch for 4 minutes.
Sinbin.
Sinbin rule.
Works in rugby, Jimmy. Rugby, the greatest sport in the world. The sport with the most respect from the fans to the players to the referees to the officials. Played by gentlemen and gentlewomen, and it works for them. Why can't it work for football? The yellow card means nothing nowadays. Players get yellow cards early in games, and it takes away from the game. Fullbacks in particular, we see that all the time. It takes away from their performance because they're just terrified about that red card. You send them off for 4 minutes. 4 minutes. 4 minutes?
4 minutes.
4 minutes.
Arbitrary.
Arbitrary. Three minutes. 27 minutes. I like that. Give that. That's a genuine punishment for the other team, a genuine sanction. And then they're not playing the rest of the game, worried about that extra one, unless they're still getting a red card with a second yellow. Is that?
Well, that's it. Do they?
Do they? Jimmy, attack or defend?
I didn't go that far with that, guys.
We haven't dug that deep.
That was going to be the next question, but we're not going to ask that.
What do you think, Dubs?
Yeah, I'm going to attack this, and I'm going to steal a line from our James Sharman and say, game's gone. Yeah. 4 minutes off the pitch because of a caution? No, we're not changing the game entirely. I think if you're going to make a rule change that's going to affect it, is you talk about the substitutions. Maybe you increase the tempo, you increase your ability to change the game with the insertion of fresh legs by allowing more players to come in. And then if you are cautioned, doesn't mean as much because you're able to sub that player off, maybe even in the first half. But 4 minutes off for a caution, whether it's in the second minute or in the 72nd minute, no.
You come from a hockey household, don't you? Mm-hmm. penalties work pretty well, don't they?
I was put on this side, Charms. Yeah.
All right, who won that one, Jimmy?
It was good. I thought both of you did very, very well there. Might be a draw.
Ooh.
Might be a draw.
Get rid of
draws. Straight depends. Straight depends.
Yeah. All right, Craig.
Okay.
You can include JC and Wonga as well, by the way. It's not
You don't have to at all because I probably don't have much.
Make it about sandwiches.
Oh, it's about erectile dysfunction.
Is a hot dog or
I
a
have you, no, Cialis.
Give me something. I'll go with you for it.
Yeah.
And I'll go JC, you against it. Now I'm going to say MLS promotion relegation. Is that a good thing? Why would it be a good thing? And why wouldn't it?
So you're against
one is four Warner. Promotion.
You're four.
I'm going to go for this then. It is a spectacular approach to football. It's what actually got me excited about Premier League and leagues around the world.
The whole pyramid system.
The whole pyramid system, promotion, relegation. Before covering this, I thought MLS was the only, I thought franchise and leagues were the only way to do it one way. And ever since being introduced to it, I've loved it. It actually shows teams have something to lose by their play on the pitch and the executive off the pitch, which is fantastic. Mm-hmm. So when you win together as a club. When you lose together as a club. And I love that.
Yeah. Good. JC? Against.
The North American market is not about the team itself. It's about everything around it. It's about the merch. It's about having the 32 teams. And that's set. You cannot include teams that might be slightly less or like a situation where the game would open up and be so much of a larger game and include other players that would never get a shot. You can't do that in North America because we have the elite and everyone else.
Yeah, that's
how
a fact.
Dare you think that there's ever a chance for anyone to work their way up to that upper echelon? That's just not okay because money says no.
Yeah.
What about the American dream?
I think JC won that one. I don't know. You convinced me, JC. Yeah, no promotion relegation. Yeah.
Just the passion in which you said, how dare you?
Yeah, how dare you?
Yeah, very good.
Okay, Wonga.
Mine is a Jimmy and Craig. So Jimmy is a four, and Craig
no,
is
he's at least a six.
Okay, attack. Craig is a defend. So here's the theory / premise. VAR was introduced 6 years ago. It has been criticized, but would it be okay if it was approached differently, which is a challenge flag, or should they get rid of it completely? So if there was a challenge flag, Craig, and Jimmy, if it was canceled, you fight if it was canceled or attack that it was canceled.
We need to reframe these questions. It's a statement, right?
Yeah.
We're all getting it wrong so far. It's not like a question. It's a statement.
Okay, so help me with my...
Okay.
I made a statement. For VAR, first one.
No, you get it right. You generally do. I don't need this because I've got my own mic.
Right.
So essentially, VAR would be far better.
VAR would be far better with a challenge flag.
Jimmy, attack.
And I'm saying no.
Right.
I'm saying no. It wouldn't be. I think that is the stupidest idea in the world, having a challenge flag. They're already wasting enough time with VAR. Imagine a challenge flag now. It would take even longer for them to look at it, find out what the cause was beyond the challenge. Why am I making this? It's even more time consumed. No, I don't think it belongs in the game at all.
And I would say it would be a good idea because it might actually keep VAR out of it until there is a challenge flag. Till there's something that actually is done where you actually want something reviewed. Otherwise, we just keep playing. There is obviously the problem with that is that you'd have to have eyeballs probably watching monitors all the time, not just in the VAR, but your own teams home and away. But it might be something that would appeal to the fans.
FIFA's own Craig Forrest gets the win.
Are you allowed a certain number of challenges?
Yes.
Per
yes.
team?
Yeah.
But what if there's like eight awful calls?
You get two per half.
Really?
Yep.
But if you get it right, you keep you don't lose your challenge. Yeah.
Okay. You get an extra challenge if you throw it and you interfere with play.
Yeah. Where do you throw this?
Or if you like reach a distance that's never previously been attained
by the flag.
Like I threw my challenge flag 20 yards.
Yeah. Could you throw the challenge at the ref?
Oh, see.
I did not in the back of his head. I'm challenging that call.
It's getting better and better, this idea, actually. Yeah,
right. See?
Yeah.
You have to sit off for 4 minutes to get a yellow card. You know,
I hated when they'd have a challenge just for the sake of it, because there's no, you may as well. Big play, end of the game.
Yeah, I don't like that.
Clearly the guy was in or off the base, but we're going to challenge anyway, and it just prolongs the agony. That's
2019 NBA Finals. Yeah. 6. There was no chance that it wouldn't have mattered. The outcome wouldn't have mattered. They still lost the game, but Golden State still called the challenge.
What was the outcome?
They lost the challenge because they didn't have enough points to win the game anyway. The game was over.
Mm. They are challenged. That's the problem.
Yes. Yeah, they were challenged. That's why they didn't win it.
Yeah, Blue Jays nearly won the World Series on a challenge. Mm-hmm.
All right, here's mine. Attack, defend. It's World Cup squad time here. Canada is better when Fonzie is not in the squad and they should drop him.
When you drop him.
Is that a question or a statement?
It's a statement.
All right.
Sounded like a question.
No.
That they should drop him.
It's a statement, as in attack, defend.
Okay, go.
You can defend that then, Jimmy, and you can attack it. Okay. So, defend.
Say the question again.
Defend this statement.
Go.
Canada's better without Alphonso Davies and should drop him.
How am I going to defend? Okay.
You shouldn't have spoken up.
I think the Canadian team is better without him because I just think they have more balance and they seem to be adjusting better down that left-hand side as well than what they do when he's in the squad. It just seemed better all around.
Can't believe Jimmy thinks that.
Can't believe it.
That's terrible.
Quoting him.
Well, you can kind of play devil's advocate that there's an argument that the national team do play better without him. Certainly, we saw that.
Results-wise?
Qualifying.
Yeah.
And John Herdman talked about that they play incredibly well without him. Do they drop him? What do you think, Dubs?
No, of course they don't drop him.
Of course.
Even coming off injury, he's arguably one of the best wingbacks or left-backs in the world. And he's got the captain's armband. I think there's a certain pecking order there. There's a respect built into that squad. That also the aura of the Canadian squad is a more impressive one, is a more intimidating one with Alphonso Davies in that squad, in that starting 11. And so I think Canada figures it out because they've matured. So is Alphonso Davies as a leader, as a player. They are 100% a better team with Fonzie in that lineup. Regardless of whether he plays left back or winger.
Sliding in the A.
I don't agree
what I said there.
I agree. That's twice now I had to go against what I believe.
Yeah, it's unfair for Jimmy.
Yeah, I'll give Dubs a win there because clearly they're better with him. But as Craig mentioned there is a case he made that they actually have found some synergy without him.
But does he try, while we're talking, he tries to do too much out there, right, sometimes?
Yeah.
And when he does that, it hasn't worked out. And he doesn't seem to do it with Bayern. He plays a role there. Is there a level where he just has to settle in and play the role that he's given? And it's up to Marsh to kind of say, hey, man, here's your role. Stick to it. Is that kind of what has to happen for him to excel?
I think Marsh has to find Musiala and Harry Kane.
Yeah,
and Neymar, Luis Diaz, these other players to play around him, so he doesn't try too hard. That might help.
Yeah,
but pushing too hard is a thing. Over trying is a thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and he does. He does.
99.9% of men.
Yeah.
No, I think though it has to come not only from Marsh to make sure he understands his role and he's not trying to do too much. That's pulling himself out of the game and out of their structure. But it's about the other players in that leadership group letting him know as well that this is what we need you to do in order for us to be successful as a team. And that's what's most important. And keeping him in check, which sounds odd, you know, talking to your captain about reminders of how to be your best, not on the day, but your best for the team and the collective. but it's important that it's coming from his peers, not just from his coach.
Mm-hmm. Okay, let's move on to some on the spot, shall we?
Yeah. Okay, here's James
Jimmy
Sharman.
Feels like he's been on the spot.
There's two James Sharman questions on the spot. Number one, you get to go back to the future or get to go back to the past. So you either have, here are your choices, an England World Cup victory or Live Aid with Freddie Mercury. What do you go with?
Can you show the people your tats?
Okay, got a little bit of a bias
morning,
here.
Freddie.
Yeah.
Yeah, a little bit of a Queen from the Hot Space album.
Okay, now flex your forearm.
England winning or in 2026, so after, I think, that was 1968 last time? 66, sorry.
Oh, my God, that's awful.
Yeah. Or Freddie Mercury at Live Aid doing his...
What?
It was
Deo, whatever.
Deo. Fucking Fred Flintstone.
Come on, that's disrespectful.
Yeah, I don't care.
The answer's straightforward, actually. It's 85 Live Aid, Wembley. Because I can still see England win a World Cup. Maybe next year.
Not that young.
Hey, enough.
Another one bites the dust.
That's a pretty good answer, though. That gets me out of some really
Okay, so then part B of question one. Canada or England?
Oh, winning the World Cup.
Yeah.
See, if you asked me this even 5 years ago, easy answer, it's England. Grew up there. I've died with this team in so many occasions, but now it's got to be Canada. Come on.
He's such a bullshitter.
I've been here for you don't think I'm being truthful here? It's true. I've been here for 35 years. I'm more Canadian than I am English.
No,
you'll be in the house. You'll be in the house. England.
Craig spent longer in England than I did.
How old were you when you came over?
16.
Okay. And then part C to this question. Can you speak Canadian with a Canadian accent? I want him to speak with a Canadian accent. Talk about the Leafs with a Canadian accent.
I can make a really inappropriate line there, joke,
please.
And I'll probably get fired.
Oh, okay.
So I won't do that. No.
Okay.
No, I can't, is the answer. I cannot do American or Canadian, no, North American accents. It's just awful. Pretty tough. I love the accent, but I can't do it. So there's your answer.
I want you to try.
You guys kill me, man. Jesus. See, I told you. Can't do it.
Hey, guys, we're all getting together next week. Say that.
Okay, guys, we're all getting together next week.
I hate you.
let's all party tonight.
Hey, my name's Brad. Let's go party tonight.
Can that be my ringtone?
Yeah.
Why Brad?
Because it's a Canadian name.
Yeah, okay. All right. Yeah. There's not many Brads being born nowadays, are there?
I won on the spot already.
Has a baby been called Brad? Does it work? No. Does it? Oh, here's my new baby, really Brad. Doesn't work.
Hi, my name is Brad. You want a party tonight?
All right. Moving on. On the spot. Dubs, what's your on the spot?
Oh, my God. So I have to pick somebody to ask it? Okay, Jimmy, I feel like you can not atone, but like you can feel like you're in your wheelhouse again. You don't have to argue against something that you believe. So, Jimmy, on the spot, would you have Alistair Johnston or Nico Seguir as your starting right back for Canada?
I would have Alistair Johnston starting at that right back position. For me, 100%. And I like Seguir. But I would prefer him maybe in the middle if he had to play in there. But at the right back position, I just think Alistair Johnston is the starting right back for Canada. Just because of the way he plays up and down, the aggressive side to him. He's got the pace, power. And you're going to need that in a World Cup, especially when you're playing against the better teams.
Good answer.
Yep.
I think. Yeah. All right.
Hi, my name's Brad. You want a party tonight?
Craig, what's your on the spot?
Putting Craig on the spot, asking him
I'm on the spot now.
That was it.
Yeah. Who's a bigger club, Real Madrid or Manchester United?
You're asking.
You.
Oh, you prick. Well, it's clearly Real Madrid. I got no problem dismissing Manchester United. How many European Cups has Real Madrid got? A load more than Manchester United. I was traveling in Southeast Asia many years ago now, in the jungles of Malaysia, and I saw so many Real Madrid shirts didn't see one Manchester United shirt. There's my answer. And much nicer stadium as well. It's insane.
It is now. Yeah, good answer. I would take that. Yeah.
Fair enough. This is for Wonger.
No.
All right, so it's World Cup squad time again.
Yes.
Jonathan David has slipped out of favor Juventus under Luciano Spalletti and has been training with the kids for the last 5 months. Does he get selected for Canada?
Is this a training with the kids? You mean the second team?
The academy.
He's basically so far out of favor that he's now training with the U team.
You just, yes, he still is Canada's premier goal scorer, whether he's excelling in Europe or not. That's what I'm going to say.
Okay.
But I think he's going to turn it around. I'm hoping he turns around. We asked Craig this the last show, I think, about Jonathan David and how long does he have? Mm. And you said, if I remember, you said he has to turn around this year. It's got to be soon.
Oh, yeah.
If not, what's the recourse for not only Jonathan David, but Juventus? Jonathan David.
Edgar's brother.
Jonathan David. But what's the recourse for him? And what's the recourse
Brad.
For Juventus? Right.
What is it? Like, what do they, where does, if his stock drops, what does he do? What's his next play as a player?
Yeah.
And what's Juventus? Can they just drop him? I don't know what the rules are on contracts.
Well, yeah, they can. They could leave him in that position. He could go out on loan potentially. That would be a real kick, I think, to his confidence. But I also think that it's going to take him some time there, as it took him some time in France to settle into Lille. So
do
I still
you get that time up. At that level. That's the difference.
No. Mm. No. He's going to get some chances, but Spalletti's already come in and he's started him on the bench at least once, maybe even twice already. So, yeah, it just shows you where their mind's at. And at the moment, Juventus are probably thinking we made a mistake. Nature of the game.
Yeah.
Any more on the spots for anyone here? Does anyone have one? JC, okay.
I have one for W. Dubs, would you rather
JC
eat meat for every meal for the rest of your life or shoot a puppy in the face? And it's a beagle puppy and it's a shotgun.
With those big floppy ears?
Oh, no.
Someone's going to eat carnivore.
I would eat meat.
Yay!
Really? Those poor floppy ear
You're okay
cows.
With a cow
but it wouldn't be, veal or foie gras, Jimmy.
That's awful. Younger.
Let's close it up.
Forest.
What do you say?
Everything's better younger.
All right. Let's wrap this up with things you hate about the game. Yep. All right. Jimmy, what do you hate about the game?
I hate diving in the game. Mm. Silly fouls drive me nuts. I hate it.
Wait, you hate the silly fouls or you hate the diving?
Hate the diving.
That create the silly fouls.
That's why Jimmy loves the 4-minute yellow card.
Right.
Because you get.
I'm telling you now, all the nonsense with referees would stop if you had this. Tell players to get off the pitch for 4 minutes. All this nonsense, this shirt pulling.
Yeah.
Stupid fouls. They would be all out the window.
Legitimate sanction, right? It's 4 minutes.
4 minutes.
I love it.
So then you think before you do anything.
Yeah. JC, what do you hate?
Well, I hate that there's only one ball on the pitch.
Like, maybe they meant in the podcast.
Yeah. Oh, no, I love
it. Yeah, they're always talking about me. Like,
well, we've got nine.
I hate that,
We have nine on the podcast.
Everything's better with more balls.
Yeah, well,
but as long as you got one, you're...
If you had different balls in different colors with different...
Like pinball.
Sure.
Oh, and certain balls are worth more.
Yeah.
So you score with the gold ball, it's worth three goals.
Oh. Right. But the gold ball is a lot bigger, so it's easier to save. But then the little ones are, you know, see what I'm saying here?
Yeah.
Worth less, but there.
Maybe it's something we could, you know, put forward for one of the, you know, like a league.
Oh, yeah. Sure.
We're brainstorming.
Well, listen, the game's not working the way it is, so I think it's a great idea.
Well, it'd be like snooker.
Yeah.
It'd be like snooker.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, there is actually a golden ball tournament.
Oh.
In Saudi Arabia every year. It's brand new this past couple of years.
Is the ball made of full, like, solid gold?
Probably it's in Saudi Arabia.
Yeah.
And they put it on the top cushion, And then if someone hits a maximum break, which would be a 155, and sink that, they win £1 million or whatever it is. No one's done it yet.
Wow.
So. I think it should be filled with that Dorito dust.
Oh, yeah. Remember that? The table?
So they put the ball on the
snooker tournament?
They put the ball on the cushion?
Yeah. And then if somebody gets a maximum break,
they got to finish off with that.
Yeah.
Ooh, wow.
Yeah. Oh, that's, I can see why nobody's done it.
Yeah.
One thing I hate about this podcast is talking about snooker.
Yeah, I know you do.
Yeah.
Anything else you hate about the game?
Yes. Mm. I hate the way that the goalkeepers are restrained on their line for penalties, but that the penalty taker can do all this fucking stuttering bullshit and pausing, and you have to keep your forward motion going. But I feel like there's such a gray area now of what's allowed. I think that it should you're not allowed to do it.
That's pretty good, actually.
Mm-hmm. Very good.
It's true. It's true. I mean, they say that you can't stop forward momentum,
right?
But they do.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Craig, what do you hate?
I hate when referees, you don't see it everywhere. Very rarely saw it in England, but when they give a yellow card or a card, when they shove it in your face, like they like so military.
Performative.
Yeah. Performative.
So they are the center of attention.
Yeah. I hate that.
Yeah.
How would you do it?
Just show them the yellow card.
Give me a yellow. What would you say to me?
Yellow card. Red card, you.
Skip the
Get
4 minutes.
Get the fuck out, Jimmy.
You're gone. Sent off.
Any more lip, I'll give you another.
4 minutes.
What if you just showed it, you just kind of like flicked it and you let it fall on the ground and the player had to like pick it up?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Such disrespect.
Like it's demeaning.
Yes.
It's demeaning yellow.
That's the demeaning.
You picked that up.
You what do you hate?
Put it back in your pocket.
I hate, sorry, I hate the capriciousness of owners and the way they have created this managerial carousel that we've talked about before. And it drives me nuts that you go to the dance, you leave with the same date. You know that old line? It's not that line, but it's something like that. You know what they just did with Ange, mm-hmm. Big Ange? Mm-hmm. I found that with Jimmy's old squad. I find this ridiculous. And I hate that. There's no loyalty, and even more, there's no opportunity to turn around a team. That's stupid. It's just stupid. So there you go. That's my hate.
I saw actually, who was it? I think maybe you posted it, Craig. Someone posted it. It was Dr. J talking about who was the greatest. And he was talking about how Jordan, Kobe, Jay, and LeBron, and how LeBron never stuck there for the challenge. He was moved teams to find a better team. And that's why he's not great. So kind of similar in that way.
Yes.
Stick with it.
But players, I get a little more
because
of the money.
Right.
Whereas... You know, you're in the Premier League, you're going to get that broadcast money.
Yeah.
I get you're trying to put together a team, but like how many days was that guy? Was Big Ange even with Forrest?
39 days.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No one could have done anything.
It's unfair. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I hate how observers of the game and fans refer to the World Cup as a FIFA World Cup. And some of them are even referring it just as FIFA now. I get that all the time. So you're looking for the FIFA next year? Shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
Okay? It's called the World Cup. Let's not give this governing body any more love.
You can educate them. No?
I dismiss them.
That was your yellow.
I want to demean them and just throw it off on the floor. It's the World Cup. Okay, if you're a sponsor, you've got to use FIFA. I understand that. It happens. Blah, blah, blah. But if you're a fan, it's the World Cup. It's not the FIFA World Cup. Right?
Mm-hmm.
It drives me crazy. Yeah. Hate it. And I hate a lot of things.
This could almost be a full other podcast. So
it could be.
Thanks for listening. Subscribe.
And I want to say subscribe and save.
Comment.
Subscribe and save. comment.
Tell us.
Leave comments all the time, wherever you want, on social, on YouTube.
Yep.
And if you know a multi-million dollar business that want to sponsor...
Saudi Arabia investment fund.
Here we are.
We're there.
Yeah, we're here.
And we're all looking forward to FIFA.
Stop looking at the camera.
4 minutes.
20 of them. I'm like that.
All right, Footy Prime. Bye.
Make sure to subscribe to Footy Prime wherever you get your podcasts and follow us on Twitter at @Footy_Prime and on Instagram @FootyPrimeIG. And visit wearefootyprime.com and sign up for our newsletter.